اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions on practical tajweed rules and the recitation of the Quran Kareem. I'm really glad to say that we are having brothers Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and
Fawad
Haider. I really welcome you all. Welcome. How are you?
Fine, sir.
Fine, inshallah. Okay. Ali Nasir,
Hussein. Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Fawad.
Fine.
Okay. Inshallah, we will talk about Ayah 103 today from Surah An-Nisa on page
95.
So, brothers and sisters, let's start our class by listening to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فإذا قضيتم الصلاة فاذكروا الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبكم فإذا اطمأننتم فأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Nice one. Allah Almighty says in this ayah 103 of Surah An-Nisa, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ. When you have finished the prayers, remember Allah, standing, sitting, and lying down. فَإِذَا مَأْنَنْتُمْ And when you feel secure, فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَةَ Perform the complete prayers. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ For the prayers is because the prayer is indeed a timed prescription for the faithful. Yeah? A timed prescription for the faithful. So, some important Islamic rulings based on prayers, okay? Like we have furu'ud-deen, the branches of religion. The first one is salat, okay? Salat means the five daily prayers. So the first point I want to mention is this, that whenever you are healthy, whenever you're ill, it doesn't matter, okay? In what condition you are. Prayer is wajib upon you. Okay? Prayer is wajib upon you. But look, fasting is not this way. If you're ill, if you're really ill, you can't fast in the month of Ramadan, you're forgiven. You do the other time when you get better, okay? Or you pay the kafara, okay? The rules of fasting, inshallah, you will learn in Ahkam. But here, that's the first point, okay? It's wajib upon you whenever, wherever you are, when you become baligh, wherever you are, like no matter you're ill, no matter you're, if you are, for example, can't do the prayers standing, what? فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا قِيَامًا standing. If you can't do standing, Imam Ali alayhi salam says in a hadith, for people who are healthy, do it while standing. Next option, if you're ill, you can't do standing, قعودًا, sit on a chair, like you're sitting on a chair, do the prayer. Okay? Put the turba in front of you, on the desk, do the prayer. As you see in the masjid, you see, like, there are old people who are, like, feeling pain in their knees, and they're, like back. At the back, okay? So they can't go down to sajda that way, normally, so they are allowed to do so. Like Fawad says that, what if he can't sit, okay, even, on a chair? Allah Almighty says, وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ on, lie down on your bed, okay, and do the prayer. If you can't do it, even lying down, okay, on the bed, you can't do that way, okay? Like, with your eyes. Point to the eyes. I'm doing the ruku, sujood. I'm doing Allahu Akbar. You should say the prayer, okay? If you can do, you should have this intention that you're doing. In your mind, do it.
What if the person can take wudu?
Huh? Tayammum. So, prayer, the first point was this, that prayer is wajib upon you at any condition you are. Second point, prayer is that much important, okay? That if your prayer is accepted, all your deeds will be accepted. In qubilat as-salat, qubila ma siwaha. If the salat is accepted by Allah Almighty, every other deeds will be accepted. Your sound will be accepted. It means salat is very important. Yes. Next one. Wa in ruddat, if it's not accepted, rudda ma siwaha. The rest of your deeds will not be accepted, will be refused. Okay, that important. Next one, فَإِذَا اطْمَأَنَنْتُمْ in this part, the third point, فَإِذَا اطْمَأَنَنْتُمْ and you, when you feel secure, in the previous session, if you remember, we talked about Salatul Qasr, that you were forced to perform the Qasr prayer, yes? So the four rak'at prayers will be changed to, shortened to, two rak'at prayer. But it says, فَإِذَا اطْمَأَنَنْتُمْ when you feel secure, what do you do? فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ perform the complete prayer. Okay? So you don't say like, well, I was on a trip, like it was so nice, like praying like two rakat prayer instead of four rakat. It was so easy, so fast. So now I'm home, let's do two rakat because it's so fast, I can finish it quickly. Okay? It's less. No way, okay?
I have a question.
You have to do the complete prayer.
Like after the trip, you come home.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately your prayers turn back to four, or you should like live for 3 days, 7 days?
No.
Immediately.
That's it. Immediately, yeah, it changes. Look, you are like two forms of prayers. You have qasr, it has a condition. It has a special area, okay? Kamil, okay, it has a special condition for it. As soon as you entered, for example, morning prayer, for example, Isha prayer, okay? At night you were on a trip, okay? Isha prayer, you performed what? Qasr. You performed qasr, okay? Tomorrow morning, for Dhuhr prayer, okay, you arrived at home. Dhuhr prayer must be performed completely for rakat. So guys, that said, inshallah, remember that inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta, and this is a timed prescription, okay, and it's wajib one. Kitaban mawquta, in a hadith from Imam alayhi salam, we have, it means it is wajib. It has been wajib upon other nations as well, but in another form. So guys, refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, to learn more about the ahkams, the Islamic rulings on salat, saum, these things, and benefit, inshallah.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Thank you. Now we will mention some tajweed rules. It's time to learn how to recite this ayah correctly with tajweed rules. The very first important rule is that the letters must be correctly pronounced. Ali Nasir will help us with some of those letters. So?
Yes, sir.
فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ
Yeah, could first you say? We have Hamza.
Hamza, E sound. Good job, not E. E and I, the letter Ayn and Hamza, sometimes different. Will be mixed up. So pay attention to this. Next.
Then we have letter Dal.
Dal. Next letter.
Qaf.
Qaf.
Dod.
Dod.
Sod.
Sod. Again, Dal.
Yes.
Fadhkurullaha. The letter Ha.
Wow. Again, we have Qaf.
Waw is also important. Yes. Wa. Not Va.
Yes.
Wa. قياما وقعودا وعلى عين
عين
قعودا عين yes فإذا طمأننتم طا فأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقودا. So these letters are really important. They are difficult, so pronounce them correctly. Practice them. The next rules. فإذا قضيتم الصلاة قاف طاد صا. These are heavy letters. Pronounce them with a heavy sound. Qa, not qa. Qa. Sa, da, not da. They can't be pronounced lightly because they need to be pronounced with heavy sound. You can't say qa. Qa, maybe it's easy, but da is not easy. Da, you can't say da. You can't say this. I can't, at least. I don't know you. If you can do it. Even if you can do it, okay, don't do it, okay? Qa, da. So these letters are heavy. Eight heavy letters we have. Whenever they have fatha or fatha with alif mat, they will be pronounced heavily. So Hussein, tell us what letters are they. Kha.
Kha.
Next one.
Ayn.
No, ayn. Ghain. Ghain. Kha. Ghain. Ra. Sad. Da. Ta. Da. And.
Ha.
No.
Hamza.
No.
Ta.
Qaf. So these eight letters. Kha, ra, sad, da, ta, da, qaf, ghain. So these.
Exactly.
Look. Kha, ra, two letters. Sad, da, ta, da, six letters. Qaf, ghain. Ghain, qaf, sorry. In order, say them.
Yeah.
Got it? So these are heavy letters. Next one. Fadhkurullaha, fadhkuru. There is a waw mad, but you skip it, you ignore it. Fadhkurullaha. Allah is pronounced with a heavy sound here. Qiyamaw. وَقُعُودَ وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Do not read it. قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Okay?
جُنُوبِكُمْ.
You ignore. جُنُوبِكُمْ. You pronounce it what? With a merging sound. قِيَامًا changes to قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا changes to
قُعُودًا
وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ. فَإِذَا اطْمَأْنَنْتُمْ. You skip Hamzatul Wasl. You skip the Alif Mad with Dhal. You join the dhal to the ta. Fa'idha ta. Read it.
Fa'idha ta.
Yeah, fa'idha ta. Dha ta. Fa'idha ta. Ma'anantum. Ma'anantum. Hide the sound of noon here. Fa'aqimu salah. If you stop here, salah. If you do not stop, salata. Inna. Mushad, noon mushad. Salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban. Mawquta changes to kitabam. Bam. Mawquta. Extension of the sound, nasal sound also. Let me recite it once, listen and repeat after me. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
فإذا قضيتم الصلاة فاذكروا الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبكم.
فإذا قضيتم الصلاة فاذكروا الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبكم.
فَإِذَا طَمَأْنَنْتُمْ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ
فَإِذَا طَمَأْنَنْتُمْ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ
إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا
إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. الله bless you إن شاء الله. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us and listening to IRIB English Radio. That's it from us for today. Inshallah, in the next session, we'll be talking about Ayah 86 of Surah An-Nisa. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Thank you so much. Thanks to brothers here, Fawad Hassan Hussein Ali Nasser. And thanks to IRIB English Radio, Sevier International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. See you. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطي